Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What's going on, Brewers fans? How about some baseball in Milwaukee tonight? Anthony Mandela with you. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. The Brewers, Philadelphia Phillies, it's game one at Miller Park, the first time the Phillies are in town all season, and we had Tim Allen in here on the Fan all afternoon long on the Wendy's Big Show. He kept bringing it up with two off days and a two-game series during the week. Felt like the Brewers have been off for a month almost. We're going to get you back on track when it comes to Brewers baseball, leading up until the 7:10 first pitch from Chase Anderson. We'll have a conversation as Bart Winkler from Chuck and Winkler joins me, as does Kevin Holden from CBS 58 for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. We'll get you your starting lineups. There's an injury update. We'll get you that as well. Also let you know who's hot and who's not for this Milwaukee Brewers squad as of right now. First things first, though, got to kind of prime the pump a little bit here, as it has been a couple of days. Wednesday, the last time out for the Milwaukee Brewers, it was a series-splitting win for the crew as they hosted the Cincinnati Reds for the second of two at Miller Park. Ultimately, it broke down in the Brewers' favor, an 11-9 final tally for Craig Counsell's squad back on Wednesday, May 22nd. And things did not start off going the Brewers' way. Nothing-nothing first frame for both teams. And then in the second inning, the tide began to turn. Zach Davies has been stellar all season long until the second inning when the Cincinnati Reds were in town this past Wednesday. The dude just laid an egg, and sometimes that happens to the best of us. A five spot. He gave up a home run, a couple of runs on a double. It was Tucker Barnhart taking Zach Davies' yard in that top half of the second inning. It made it 5-0 Reds early in that ballgame, and it seemed as though, to some maybe, that the Brewers were going to be out of it, but Keston Hira had other thoughts about that.
Hira sends one to left. High fly ball. Back to the wall is Van Meter, and she's gone. Keston Hira with his first Miller Park home run. Second homer of the year. And the rookie with his ninth hit in eight big league games.
Keston Hira, his first Miller Park home run, his second since being called up to the majors just a couple of weeks ago when the Brewers were visiting the Philadelphia Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. So that got the Brewers on the board. They still trailed, though, 5-1 after that second inning. In the third inning, not much relief for Zach Davies. He gives up another dinger, this one a solo shot to Reds infielder Derek Dietrich. But then in the bottom half, the Brewers, well, they started to get a couple of back for their starting man. We had Keston Hira. He was going yard in the first inning. Mike Moustakas picked up where he left off.
Mike Moustakas will lead off for the Brewers. First ball swinging. High drive into right center field. This is way back and goodbye. The Moose is loose. His 12th home run of the year. It's a leadoff blast. And it's 6-2 Cincinnati.
Yep, on a first pitch.
Mike Moustakas not wasting any time there on the young Reds pitcher Luis Castillo. So back-to-back power scoring runs for Craig Counsell's guys. But then later that inning, Orlando Arcia flashed a little bit of poise.
Arcia in a battle here. 34th pitch of the inning. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat against Arcia. Runners take off. Arcia, a little soft liner, base hit. Grandal scores. Gamble right behind him. And Orlando Arcia now on his way to second. He'll take the extra bag on the throw in. Heads up, base running. Arcia delivers in the clutch.
Yeah, the Reds fell asleep defensively, and Orlando Arcia able to take that extra base. That's a big deal.
So the Milwaukee Brewers getting something going there in the bottom of that third inning. Orlando Arcia leaves a man in scoring position for Ryan Braun, who pinch hit for Zach Davies. So Davies' day done just after three innings of work. Ryan Braun not able to do any more damage. He strikes out swinging for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth inning, Corbin Burnes on to pitch for the crew, and he holds him steady. Three up, three down with two strikeouts for Corbin Burnes. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Brewers finally, well, they leveled themselves digging out of that hole.
But he let it stand. Base hit center field. Kane is in to score. And being sent home. And a down flat side safe. We are tied. Moustakas comes all the way around from second. It's a two RBI single. And the Brewers have come all the way back.
He needed that. He needed to do that belly flop too. That one was close.
That's a nice slide.
It was Eric Thames with the two-run single. That made it 6-6. It didn't stay that way for long in the top of the fifth inning. Corbin Burnes getting a couple of runners on. Junior Guerra on in relief, trying to get the crew out of that jam, but unable to do it without giving up some runs. Jose Iglesias for the Reds, a two-run single, made it 8-6. Cincinnati, the Brewers unable to get anything done in the bottom of the fifth. The Reds, though, three up, three down in the top of the sixth, and in a big sixth inning for the crew, they were able to all but guarantee themselves a win in this one. Mike Moustakas singled the lead off the inning, and then Yasmani Grandal brought him home.
Two, Grandal stings one in the right center, way back, and we are tied. Yasmani Grandal to the opposite field, and it's 8-8.
Yasmani Grandal with the home run pulls the crew back even there. Eric Thames followed him up with a single, then Ben Gamel hit by a pitch. That put him at first and second for Hernan Perez, and he gave the Brewers a lead that they ultimately would not relinquish.
No balls and a strike. Perez lines one. Fair ball! Bounces off the side wall. Calling him to score. Thames, and the Brewers have the lead. 9-8. Hernan Perez with an RBI single. For the first time today, Milwaukee is in front.
And if you thought the Brewers were done there, you would be wrong. Three runs already across for Milwaukee. But right after Perez singled to left, Arcia took him the other way.
Arcia trying to add. And a little flare. That's going to fall. Base hit. In the score is Gamble. Perez on his way to third. It is 10-8 Milwaukee as Arcia delivers again.
There you go, that two-strike approach. Good job, Mark.
Orlando Arcia with a big RBI day at the plate. He's been heating up. He's definitely going to be in the hot column of those who are hot and those who are not coming up later in the program. That was the fourth tally for the Brewers in that big sixth inning. They then led 10-8. Jesus Aguilar capped it off with a sac fly to center field. That scored Hernan Perez, made it 11-8 Brewers there. The Reds did add another tally in the seventh, but that would be all, as Josh Hader then eventually comes on to clean things up, get the save, what was his 12th of the season in the 11-9 Brewers win. Junior Guerra ultimately credited with the victory in that one. Today it's Chase Anderson getting the start, chasing a victory of his own, looking to get his third win of the season. And there's a couple of guys back in that Brewers lineup. Let's find out who they are.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Starting lineups for game one of three. The Brewers hosting the Phillies this weekend at Miller Park. Leading off for the visiting Philadelphia Phillies. It's the left fielder, Andrew McCutchen, a familiar face, a former Pirate. He knows the friendly confines of Miller Park. Following up, a guy that knows them even better, shortstop Gene Segura, bats second for the Phils. Batting third, the lone pure lefty in the lineup for Philadelphia, it's Bryce Harper playing right field. Cleaning up and at first base is Reese Hoskins. The catcher, JT Realmuto, will bat fifth. Cesar Hernandez plays second base. He's batting sixth. Batting seventh out in center field, away from his normal spot at shortstop, is Scott Kingery. Michael Franco, the third baseman, bats eighth. And the starting pitcher, Jared Eichhoff, in the nine spot for Gabe Kapler's squad. Eichhoff, a 2-2 record, a 3.23 earned run average. But the right-hander, a 6.55 earned run average in four career starts against the Milwaukee Brewers. Speaking of those Milwaukee Brewers, a familiar face as always atop the lineup. It's the center fielder, Lorenzo Cain, leading off. Back in the lineup, and hoping that he's not going to skip a beat, it's Christian Yelich. Back in the lineup in right field. He hasn't played since Sunday, out during that Reds series with back spasms, but he still leads the National League in home runs with 19. Ryan Braun back in the lineup as well, hitting 273, and in left field, Mike Moustakas in the cleanup spot, playing third base. Yasmani Grandal behind the dish, he'll bat fifth. Eric Thames gets the start at first base tonight. The left-hander is batting sixth. And Keston Hira, Brewers' top prospect, hoping to continue to put some things together at second base, batting seventh. Orlando Arcia, the shortstop, bats eighth. Chase Anderson on the mound, batting ninth, making what'll be his fifth start of the season. He's 2-0 at 266 earned run average. Last time out, he threw 76 pitches against Atlanta. That was last weekend, his return from the injured list. He's allowed just two earned runs in 13 2/3 innings since joining the Brewers' rotation.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who's injured for the crew? More about who's not injured. At least on paper, Jimmy Nelson hasn't pitched since 2017. Reinstated from the 10-day injured list, finally. Jimmy Nelson gonna be available to pitch for AAA San Antonio. The Brewers reinstating him, optioning him right back down. He's going to continue to get some work, according to our baseball insider, Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, Craig Counsell, suggesting that that decision partially dictated by the recent success of the Brewers starters. We're going to hear Craig Counsell's full comments coming up a little bit later in the program, but are these Brewers starters really good enough to, I guess, not find a place for Jimmy Nelson right away? I'm going to talk about that straight ahead. Bart Winkler, Kevin Holden of CBS 58 joining me for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. That's next on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Anthony Mandela with you here in the Hyundai West Dallas Studios.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the Roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Anthony Mandela here, getting you ready. Game one, Brewers-Phillies at Miller Park. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. The Roundtable is presented by McCormick Law Office. And there's two guys that I'm quite fond of joining me now on that roundtable. This first guy, you can hear on CBS 58, see him on CBS 58. He's looking pretty slim these days. And you can also hear him periodically. You might have heard him today if you were listening to the Bill Michaels Show 10 to 2 on The Fan or on the radio.com app. He is the one and only Kevin Holden joining me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Kevin, I feel like I just saw you.
Mandela, yeah, it is. We just saw each other a little while ago. With that kind of introduction, I feel like you could make a career out of that too, you know, in addition to hosting. That introduction was incredible, man. I loved it.
All right, well, here, not to be outdone, Bart Winkler is on the other line. Bart, what's happening?
Yeah, geez, man.
He's the better half of the Chuck and Winkler Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 on The Fan. You might know him from his award-winning Twitter account. Is that a little bit better, Bart? Is that better?
No, it's a sore subject because I took second place this year.
So. Oh. Hey, still an award.
Yeah, I lost to some grandpa, but whatever.
That's okay. First things first here on the roundtable, the news coming down today. Jimmy Nelson reinstated from the injured list, but the team, instead of giving him his crack at the major league level right away, deciding to option him to AAA San Antonio, where he'll continue to work. Adam McAlvey mentioning that Craig Counsell suggested the decision dictated in part because the Brewers starters have been successful as of late. I don't know if I'm necessarily buying that. We've heard time and time again, specifically this year from Craig Counsell, when it comes to guys rehabbing, coming back to the big league squad, that it's a matter of if their stuff is good as opposed to the results. Kevin, I'll start with you. Do you think it's probably a little bit more of that Jimmy Nelson's stuff isn't right and that they're just bought the time to get it right because the Brewers starters as of right now are pitching well? Because I can't buy that it's just because the Brewers starters are pitching well.
Yeah, I think if you're comparing Jimmy Nelson to any other options that you have for the starting rotation, he is maybe the second or at worst the third best option for this rotation if he's healthy and he's got his stuff. I really do think it's about getting his stuff. And I go back to something that Counsell said a couple weeks ago when Nelson was first starting to throw these rehab outings. What Counsell said was it's important for him to face hitting. You know, you go through your rehab process. He didn't face a hitter in 2018 in any situation. So it's important for him to just be in game situations, face hitters, you know, pitch from the stretch, pitch from different counts and that sort of thing. And I think they just like to give him maybe a couple more chances to do it. Remember, the margin for error is a little less. So rather than let Nelson ease in, they want to make sure he's at top form when he comes back. I feel like that's probably a little more reasonable for an explanation.
Sure. And Bart, there is some credence to what McAlvey was hinting at what Craig Counsell had to say. We're going to hear Craig Counsell's full pregame comments coming up a little bit here on the On Deck Show. But right now, this rotation, as it stacks up and where Jimmy Nelson would have to be inserted, and again, Jimmy Nelson, not a guy like a Peralta or a Burns that you can really play around with in the bullpen. They've made it very clear that he's a starter. He, in particular, is a creature of habit, and if he's going to come back, it's going to be as a starter. Right now, they have him lined up Chacin, Woodruff, Davies, Anderson, Gonzalez, and I think we can agree that Anderson would probably be the odd man out going to the bullpen there, but there really isn't anybody in that rotation to make a spot for Jimmy Nelson. Bart, for you, do you think it's out of the realm of possibility to toy with a six-man rotation, given how seemingly so far these guys have struggled going deep into games?
I'm not usually for a six-man rotation. If you have a six-man rotation, I just think that means you don't have a good enough rotation for a five-man rotation. I don't think it means you have six guys that can start typically. The one thing that what Counsell said in the pregame today was that was kind of interesting to me was he said, we have planned for Jimmy Nelson innings. We have planned for that. That is a part of our plan. And with Jimmy, you know, I've maybe been a little bit hard on the situation, but I look at him as the Brewer that cried wolf. I mean, it's been, I know it's a unique injury, but it's been 2 years of Jimmy saying things and maybe publicly letting his expectations get out there ahead of the Brewers' plan for him. I go back to the On Deck event when Jimmy Nelson talked to reporters, and he said, not only do I want to be ready for opening day, which was already a leap, he said, I want to start opening day. And that's a nice, that's good. That's a good mentality to have. I applaud him for having that. But, you know, I just don't think you put that out there. And then David Stearns is asked about it that day, and he was like almost taken off guard that Jimmy would actually say that kind of stuff. Jimmy Nelson has been so close. How many times have we heard that he's so close, and then, oh, there's a setback. So I think what the Brewers are going to do with him is they're not just going to be 100% sure. They got to be somehow more than 100% sure that he is not going to harm himself again or that he is fully healthy. Now, I have seen some of the video, and maybe you guys have too, of some of the off-speed stuff he's throwing and some of the faster stuff he's throwing, and he looks good. Some of the stuff I'm seeing, he looks good, but I think they're being so cautious with him because of the long road that it's taken to get back. We've talked about Jimmy Nelson so much the last 2 years. I'm not going to be ready to talk bullpen or to talk six man until he's here somehow, because I still, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm still not sure he's ever going to be in a Brewer uniform again. I just can't. It's been 2 years of this. I can't believe it till I see it.
Fair enough. That's Bart Winkler. You can follow him on Twitter at WinksThinks. Also, Kevin Holden, follow him on Twitter at 321QKevin. They're joining me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the McCormick Law Office Roundtable, here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. That was the big pitching news of the day. As for the lineup, Christian Yelich back in it, as is Ryan Braun. But really looking 1-8 as they're stacked up today, Jesus Aguilar, really the only regular starter who's healthy, not finding his name on the card today that Craig Counsell is shuttling into the home plate umpire. Christian Yelich, we know what we're getting, but it seems like, as of late, a couple of guys that you could really rely on, Ryan Braun swinging a little bit of a hotter bat, Orlando Arcia picking it up a little bit, particularly in run-scoring situations, and Keston Hira, though still finding himself a little bit, is starting to prove that he is a big league hitter. I guess sort of a buy or sell quick for you, Kevin. Are you buying that this Brewers lineup is maybe starting to turn itself into the offensive juggernaut that we expected it to be?
I think I'm buying it, but maybe not in a rapid fashion. I think it's sort of rounding into form, and that's the joy that you have when you have a lineup that's so deep that Travis Shaw can fall right off a table, and it doesn't matter because Keston Hira is up and he's beginning to you know, use this time to pick things up and get his first taste at the big league level. I still could see, as time goes on in the next few weeks, Shaw comes back, picks it up, Hira goes back down, and the service time gets pushed back a little bit. But 1-8, this team is still, by the time it's over, going to be maybe the most dangerous top-to-bottom lineup in the National League, and that's it's still going to be a nightmare for pitchers. And I think they're going to round into a form that they deserve to be at, that they have enough talent to be at, where they'll be a dangerous team. The pitching is the question, but the offense, I think, even with one or two guys slumping, is going to be able to produce runs pretty consistently this year.
Bart, what say you? Do we have you, Bart? I think we lost Bart. We'll just put a bow on it right here. Bart Winkler, Kevin, thank you for your time, as always. Hope to chat again soon. And also, you can check us out. A little bit of cross-promotion going on. CBS 58 in for the Wendy's Big Show today as we talk some Bucks basketball. Kevin, off the top of your head, no pressure, when might people be able to see the fine faces of yours truly, Gary Ellerson and Tim Allen tonight?
Oh, is that... Did they talk to them today?
Yeah.
I don't even know that happened.
I assume they sent you. You're the big man on campus, right?
Oh, wow. I had no idea. So, well, that's really good. So if they talk to Gary and Tim, then my guess is that happens in the 10 o'clock show tonight on CBS 58. They're probably looking for, they want real experts. I mean, they get tired listening to me run my yap about the Bucks. They want to hear from real people about it. So I'd say look for that in the 10 o'clock show tonight. I'll do a little research and maybe post up on Twitter exactly when they'll see that tonight.
Beautiful. You can check us out on The Fan on TV. And then it should line up right perfectly well with the last pitch tonight of Brewers-Phillies, hopefully a Brewers victory. And you can join us for the post-game coverage with Tim Allen himself here on The Fan. Kevin, thanks for the time.
Anthony, always appreciate it. Tell Bart don't be hurt. I finished second in my category, too. I'm wearing it as a badge of honor. You're second place. We're the second place team tonight.
The second placers, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There he is, Kevin Holden, CBS 58. He joined me, as did Bart Winkler of the Chuck and Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan, weekdays 6 to 10 on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. That was the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. We talked a little bit about the lineup. We talked a little bit about Jimmy Nelson and the team's decision to reinstate him from the injured list, but then option him to AAA. Craig Counsell talked about that. We're going to get the scoop from the skipper straight ahead on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home Field and Game Conditions. Stein's premium four-step lawn program is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. 16 locations, family-owned since 1946. Shop steins.com.
First pitch, Brewers-Phillies game one, just about 40 minutes away from Miller Park. Might be filing your way through the parking lot line. You might have a handheld. You might be listening to us on the radio.com app on your smartphone. It's free to download. You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere with that radio.com app. Either way, you're trying to enjoy a baseball game tonight. And if you're doing that outside, well, probably a little bit chilly. 54 degrees right now in the city of Milwaukee. At first pitch, going to stay that way. Precipitation, a low chance right now, but there are strong storms coming in tonight. This should be done before this game is wrapped up, unless it goes to extra innings. But that's the beautiful thing about Milwaukee. They have this beautiful stadium, this state-of-the-art thing on the top of it called a roof. Baseball, every day. Never going to have a rainout. It's a beautiful thing. I know that Craig Counsell loves it. He played there, and now he manages under that roof here in the great, great city of Milwaukee. He addressed the assembled media today before Brewers-Phillies game one, and here's what the skipper had to say.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Can you update us on just the thinking on Jamie at this particular point in time?
Yeah, I mean, we decided to option him. And it's really for him to just to continue to, to get back to where, you know, we think he can get to. We think he's making good progress. He's answered the health questions. And I think he's on his way back. I think at this point, an option was, kind of for us, what we thought was best for the roster and best for him to continue on a regular schedule of pitching.
Is it all about performance really at this point then to determine when he would come up here?
We got to look at our roster a little bit too. I think that's the other thing that's going on. I think we got a bunch of guys pitching really well right now in our rotation. If we have injuries, I think it's a different conversation, or some other performance issues, a different conversation. But, at this point, it's also more than, I think part of it's Jimmy. I think part of it's we got some guys throwing the ball pretty well.
Seems like a guy like Chase is kind of pitching with an edge this year. I know we mentioned he's not going to get left off the postseason roster again. That's kind of a goal for him. It seems like he's out there pitching with an edge.
Well, he's throwing the ball well. There's no question. His velocity has been outstanding, and that's a big deal for him. I think at times his delivery, just when his delivery synced up, you see the velocity, and so whether that's kind of a mechanical thing or whether it's the edge, I don't have the answer for that, but I know we're getting some big velocity, Chase had a, if you look back at 2017, he had a really good 2017, pretty special 2017. So, that guy's in there, and it's not long ago, and he's throwing the ball, I think probably closer to that than 2018 so far this year.
With Jimmy, is the bullpen in play at this point? If you need an arm to link there,
at this point, it's not in play, and I think, I think just kind of continuing on this routine for him, I think, is important. We're gonna need starting pitching, and we're gonna need innings from Jimmy Nelson during the season, and we plan on that. So at this point, it's not an option, and we're gonna keep him as a starter.
Did you hear from Sweet about his outing last night? It looked like it was really good, and then at the end, he just kind of hit sort of one inning.
Yeah, that was the outing. Yeah. Yeah.
How did Nelson take the news that he was getting optioned down?
Well, he's disappointed, no question. He's disappointed and wants to know kind of what do I do to get back, and so those are you know, normal questions and the right questions. And we just talked about how he's progressing. And but you know, I think anybody's disappointed in that scenario.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure.
Any more on Manny
and
how close he is to coming back?
He's spent. I mean, I just seen him on the field. He was running, caught a bullpen, so he's doing well. Hope to have him hit on the field tomorrow. You know, it's like I always tell you guys, when you see him on the field, that means we're making good progress. Yeah.
Is he gonna go out and play when you run?
There'll be a rehab assignment. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not a long one, but there'll be a rehab assignment. Yeah.
Have you got any reports on Travis? He's down there with the wrist?
He's played 2 games.
Didn't know if you had heard anything or if there were any.
No, I mean, I think what I would not want to do is, like, evaluate him at bat to at bat, which I think we'd be doing at this point. So he's, you know, health-wise, we're doing good. But I think try to get some at bats and have him in a good place offensively when he comes back.
Nice to be able to write Christian's name back in the lineup too.
Yeah, he came in yesterday and you know, full round of treatment, and then took some swings yesterday and was feeling really good yesterday. Same again coming in today. So back in there and ready to go.
Mild hangover.
I think he'll be all right. Actually, when I saw him doing that, I was pretty sure he was going to play today. So it actually made me feel really good.
Yeah, you can't do that and then come in the next day and say you can't.
Exactly. I felt really good about that. I was like, yeah, that means he's in the lineup.
He looked a little nervous throughout the whole process. Like, he knew that all eyes were on him, and it was almost like the uncomfortable, but I got to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I mean, he's not in the professional beer drinking league. He's, you know, he's I think Bakhtiari might be.
Yeah, the guy next to him was.
How are your skills?
At least he should be. I mean, that guy's good. I mean, we can all say that. That guy's good. That guy can. That's impressive. What's that?
Were you there last night again?
No, I was not there last night, yeah. What's that?
Why did they lost?
Oh, why they lost? No, that doesn't explain. No. Yeah, I don't know. They'll win Game 6, and they'll give Milwaukee fans the right Game 7. We couldn't give it to them last year. They'll give it to them this year.
Well, it does feel a little familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They got to do it on the road, but they got to do 6 on the road.
Yeah. It's all right. Okay. They got 7 in Milwaukee, so... They'll do it. They'll do it at home and do it right for Game 7.
How are your chucking skills back in college?
I mean, we'd have to. I'm out of practice. I know that. I'm out of practice. I'll say that. But that was. I mean, Yelly did fine. He handled it fine. I mean, that was normal human, you know. The other guy, I don't know what the other guy is.
He did better than the other MVP.
The other guy's unbelievable.
There he is, Brewers manager Craig Counsell, before the game today. That game, Brewers-Phillies Game 1 at Miller Park. A reference there by the skipper. There's a Bucks playoff game tomorrow night. We're going to have post-game coverage on The Fan. He also alluded to the Brewers last season coming up just short in their playoff quest. And it is May, but it's never too early to keep an eye on the postseason. Coming into play today, the Cubs lost to the Reds, so the Brewers now just 1 game back of the NL Central lead, tying with the Chicago Cubs, that is, if they can get a win over Philadelphia today. I'm Anthony Mandela, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Coming up next, we're going to go inside the clubhouse, Brewers third base coach Eddie Cedar. Eddie's always got some good stuff to say. Also tell you who's hot, who's not. Before we get out of here, it's Brewers-Phillies Game 1 coming up tonight, 7:10, the first pitch.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Anthony Mandela, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can listen there. You can listen 1250 AM. You can listen on the free radio.com app. It's free. You can listen anytime, anywhere to The Fan. We had a guy called in today to The Big Show, Ashland, Wisconsin. This might come as a surprise to you. The signals in Milwaukee do not make it all the way to Ashland, Wisconsin. We get callers in Virginia, Toledo, Ohio, California, all over the map, and it's all courtesy of the wonderful radio.com app. And if you don't have a smartphone but you still want to listen, just radio.com. You might be listening to it right now. Just go to radio.com on your laptop, desktop, tablet. You can punch us up there, too. Just search Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Brewers and Phillies getting ready right now at Miller Park. First pitch coming at 7:10. We're getting you ready for it here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Last time out, the Brewers, it was Wednesday. Game 2 of 2 against the Cincinnati Reds, and the crew put on a run parade. And in rare form, it wasn't exclusively from the long balls. Some guys able to manufacture runs, and that made things a little bit busier than usual for Brewers third base coach Ed Cedar. Getting that windmill arm going, signaling guys to take the turn around third base. Ed Cedar talked before the game today as we go inside the clubhouse and hear from number zero.
Bar Winkler in the Brewers coach's room, where I've never been before, but third base coach Ed Cedar was kind enough to let me come into this area here. Ed, okay, I'm going to ask you something about your team before I start getting into like the BS and stuff.
Okay.
You guys are in a pretty good spot, started off very hot. There's the lull that I think every team in the NL Central's had, but pretty consistently with where you guys were a year ago. How do you feel the team's doing? How do you feel everybody's jiving in the clubhouse when you compare the two seasons?
Oh, they definitely will answer the second part first. The clubhouse is still feels the same as it was last year. I know there isn't one thing, like you said, we've gone through good stretch, gone through mediocre stretch, but though one thing that we got going, everything hasn't clicked yet. I know we went through a good stretch and everything, but to me, the team hasn't completely clicked yet, where we're clicking on all cylinders. So that's a good thing, because you know it's going to happen with this group of guys, because they keep pushing themselves. So I'm looking for a moment where it's all clicking. Hopefully it'll go for 2 to 3 weeks.
I feel like with the Brewers for the last, 10 years of my life, you have the three areas, the hitting, the starting pitching, and the relief pitching. And it seems like two of the three are usually good, and it's hard to get all – I mean, for any team, it's hard to get everybody to click. But when it does, I mean, it can be pretty special, like you guys saw at the end of the season last year.
Oh, yeah, and I expect that to come around. Like I stated earlier, you know, we've had a really good stretch. We've had a mediocre stretch. But to me, we're looking forward to the time where everything's hitting on all cylinders, where we could really watch this team go.
Talking with third base coach Ed Cedar, who just by the nature of the job, your name we usually mention when somebody gets out at home, right? Can you tell everybody, like, you do way more than I think people know. Can you give like your day today? Can you take me through your day today?
Today, not as bad as usual days at the start of a series, because we just played Philadelphia. I know who can throw. I know the relay men, if they're a little bit further out, they're going to struggle with accuracy. Harper's going to try and gun you out, one of the better arms in baseball, so he's going to throw it all the way. But, knowing your players, they're giving you the thumbs up or thumbs down at second, or if they're going to score from first, knowing who's coming up and stuff like that. And also, sometimes you just take the chances and you hope for a ball that skips by the catcher, or a ball that he drops, which happens. And then other times, two outs mostly, you're sending them, because it's proven with statistical-wise there aren't many times where you get multiple hits when there's two outs. So you take that into consideration. Like I said, who's coming up. But we also get scouting reports. I watch videos. So I can pretty much – it's not – sometimes I'm just going, okay, I got to go, because – This is what has to happen. We got to be lucky here. And then other times there's a lot that goes into it.
How, from when you first started, just even at third, but when you were first a positional coach here, how much more like analytics is in play with what you're doing. How much more do you have to know than when you first maybe started?
Not so much. They do a lot, our analytical department and our scouting department, the guys that work with us on a steady basis. Walker, Brian, I'm probably missing people. Augie, I call him Octagon, though, because instead of August, we like to be October, so changed his name to Octagon.
Yes, I'm following.
Okay. But anyways, they give us a bunch of information. Still, I'd like to feel a little bit more comfortable where I go look at. They can get you any kind of video you want. So I'd like to, on a personal as like to see stuff, you know, with my own eyes and trust what they're doing and trust my own eyes. And like I said, sometimes it's just that, hey, we got to go for it here.
Who's your best friend on the team?
My best friend on the team. We're going to go. That's a tough one. Probably Marcus Hanel. We're going with Marcus Hanel.
Yeah. Kuz.
Kuz for kids. Don't forget about Kuz for kids out there.
Now, Ed Cedar does from time to time listen to all of our fine programs.
Always.
Including the award-winning Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 if you guys haven't heard. And we will be live on Memorial Day. How about that? We're coming in for the Bucks and for your series against the Phillies.
There you go.
How many of everybody here that wears a Brewers uniform, including you, how many here do you think know anything that's going on in sports radio, that listen to sports radio, that know who we are when we walk around here? Do they even care about us?
I would say definitely whether they would tell you or not, that would be another question. But I'm sure sometimes they're listening, even to catch up on, like you just said, the Bucks, even into catch up on the Bucks, because our guys are kind of into that, you know, the when we wore the Bucks hoodies and stuff like that, they're kind of into it. So even if it's just not to listen about them, they're secretly listening, because or maybe they want to hear when JJ's on the show. Yeah. See if he misspeaks or something, so they can ride him a little bit here in our locker room.
That's good. That's about the answer I expected. Ed, thanks for some time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, Bart. And go Bucks. Let's go. Fear the deer.
My guy.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
There he was, our very own Bart Winkler, catching up with Brewers third base coach Ed Cedar. Time now to tell you who's hot and who's not for these Milwaukee Brewers, as we're just a couple of minutes away from wrapping up and just a couple of minutes away as well from first pitch at Miller Park for game one of Brewers-Phillies. These guys in the hot column are going to be hopefully continuing that success and trying to get a win tonight against Gabe Kapler and the guys in red. On the hitting side of things, one guy who's really hot, and I mentioned his name earlier in the starting lineups, which we'll give you again before we get out of here, Orlando Arcia. In the past 7 days, he's had 17 at-bats in 5 games, 6 hits, 4 runs driven in, and just 3 strikeouts, which for Orlando Arcia, got to feel pretty good about. That adds up to a .353 batting average. That is the most on the team, or the best, rather, I should say, on the team among guys with double-digit at-bats in the past week. Orlando Arcia swinging a hot bat at the plate. In terms of the long ball, Jacob Nottingham, how about him? He hasn't played much, just 3 at-bats, but he had 4 driven in with a home run. He's slugging 1.667. That's a pretty good slugging percentage from what I understand. Keston Hira, though, in terms of the guy seeing regular time at the plate, the Rook, a .619 slugging percentage for Keston Hira in 21 at-bats. He has 7 hits. 2 of those are home runs. And they were both solo shots. The 2 RBIs, one thing, though, for Keston, he's got to work on a team-leading 8 strikeouts in the past 7 days. You put those two things together, the on-base plus slugging, Yasmani Grandal having himself a good little stretch of games here. 14 at-bats for the Brewers' backstop. 4 hits, a home run, 2 driven in. He's drawn 6 walks. That adds up to an astounding, clean .500 on-base percentage for Yasmani Grandal. Those are the hitters. In terms of the pitchers, one guy who's been hot, Chase Anderson. He's been hot since starting or joining the Brewers starting rotation, that is. His last time out was last weekend against the Atlanta Braves. He lasted just four innings but gave up just two hits while striking out three out of the Brewer bullpen. How about Jeremy Jeffers finding himself a little bit of a form here? He has gotten himself into some tricky situations. He allowed four hits in two outings, two and two-thirds of work for JJ, but he hasn't given up. Bend but don't break. No runs on Jeremy Jeffers' ledger. Four strikeouts for him. Josh Hader, he has three appearances, and he got his 12th save of the season last time out as the Brewers beat the Reds back on Wednesday. Not hot. Jesus Aguilar, he finds himself out of the starting lineup today. Just 10 at-bats for Aggie since we did this thing a week ago. Just 100, the batting average, 100. Non-base percentage sitting at 166. In those 10 at-bats, he had just the one hit, but he does have three driven in. He had a sac fly against the Reds in his last time out. He also drew a walk, had three strikeouts. Aguilar struggling at the plate. On the mound, things looked like they were turning up a little bit for Corbin Burnes. He left the starting rotation. He entered that Brewers bullpen where he had great success last season as part of the 2018 championship run. But things have cooled off for Corbin. His ERA in the past week, a ballooning 34-71. Yeah, 34-71. He's given up nine runs, all of them earned. Six hits, three home runs, and just two and a third innings of work with four walks for Corbin. Got to figure something out there. Alex Claudio, seemingly unable to find his way out of jams as well. He's lasted just one-third of an inning in each of his last two outings on average. His ERA at 27. He's given up two earned runs, including a home run. Out of that Brewers bullpen, Zach Davies roughed up in his last start. But otherwise, things moving along pretty well for this Brewers pitching staff, and that is in part why the news of the day, Jimmy Nelson reinstated from the injured list but optioned to AAA. The Brewers not wanting to fix something that's not broken right now. And so Jimmy Nelson making his way to rejoin the AAA San Antonio Missions as he continues not technically an official rehab, but just trying to get himself a little bit more on track before he joins the big league squad. Jimmy Nelson, of course, hasn't pitched in a big league game since September of 2017. This is a couple of seconds one more time for you. The starting lineups for today's ballgame for Philadelphia. It's McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Real Muto, Hernandez, Kingery, Franco, and the pitcher Jared Eichhoff for Milwaukee. Center fielder Lorenzo Cain gets it started, and as follows, Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun. Mike Moustakas cleaning up, followed by Yasmani Grandal, Eric Thames, Keston Hira, Orlando Arcia, and the starting pitcher Chase Anderson. My thanks to Sam Schmitz producing the show, Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski hustling around Miller Park earlier today, and Bart, as well as Kevin Holden, for joining me on the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. I'm Anthony Mandela. You've been listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, ahead of Brewers-Phillies Game 1 at Miller Park. Take it easy, Milwaukee. Enjoy the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.